Now, the ensuing kickoff with just 9 seconds to go. Owens has the ball teed at the 30-yard line. Perriott stands on the left. Van Winkle on the near side. Squib kick down the middle. Van Winkle picks it up at the 12. He's to the 15 to 20. Breaks into the open momentarily. Got away and now dropped. Back near the 26, 27-yard line. I thought he was going to get away for a minute.
Jay Kent able to make the tackle there, the 5'4", 120-pound junior.
All right, just 3 seconds left to play. Time for one quick play here by Johnson Brock. But, boy, what a deflating thing for the Eagles after they played so well for the first 20 minutes of this half, this ball game, and then in the last two here give up two quick scores. All right, Sloan Pelican has a back set to either side. He'll take the snap and take a knee, and they'll just go to the locker room. Our halftime score, BDS 16 and Johnson Brock 14. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back for the Highland Community College Halftime Show. We'll take a look at all the scoring as it went in the first half. Highland Community College, they're close to home, far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at syndco.net.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson, Nebraska. It's Johnson Brock versus Bruning Davenport Chickley in the halftime show recap. The halftime show is presented to you by Highland Community College. They're close at home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Well, just as promised, Lucas, we've got a dandy going here. At the half, the BDS Eagles leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 16-14, and that's after Johnson Brock pretty much dominated the first half of play. They led it 14-0 inside of 2 minutes to go in the first half, and then those two quick scores just before halftime has put BDS back on top. Let's take a look at how the scoring occurred. Johnson Brock got on the board first with 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the first quarter. A 16-yard touchdown pass from Sloan Pelican to Nick Perriott. That captain 9-play, 40-yard drive. The two-point conversion was ran in by Jalen Behrens, and JB went up 8-0. Then with 3:56 to play still in the first quarter, another scoring strike, once again from Pelican to Perriott, this one covering 24 yards. It was a 1-play, 24-yard drive. This time the two-point conversion run failed, but Johnson Brock was up 14-0. That was with 3:56 to go in the first quarter. The score remained a defensive battle. The game remained a defensive battle, and it stayed 14-0 until there was a minute and 18 seconds left to play in the first half, and that's when Easton Weber finally got loose for a big run, 24 yards down the right sideline, broke three or four tackles in the open field en route. It was a 4-play, 40-yard drive. Then Norder, the quarterback, kept it himself and carried it in for the two-point conversion, and the score went 14-8. Johnson Brock still up by six. After the ensuing kickoff went out of bounds, they penalized BDS 5 yards, made him kick it from the 25 instead of the 30. What's the last thing you're going to expect in that situation?
An onside kick.
And that's what they did. They got the onside kick. They executed it perfectly. It went off the legs up here of Lane Buckmeyer at the 35-yard line. They fell on it at the 34 and quickly put together a three-play, 46-yard drive that was capped by a 4-yard run by Easton Weber for the touchdown. Weber then carried in for the 2-point conversion with just 9 seconds on the clock, and BDS takes a halftime lead, 16-14. That's our score here at the half. BDS up by two, both of their scores coming late in that first half. This halftime recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt, and you can learn more at highlandcc.com. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, check in with your local weather forecast, then another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Falls City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff, now seeing patients at Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal's a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska graduate, passionate about family medicine and building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Family Medical Clinic. Call 402-245-4475 to set up an appointment with Dr. Seal in Falls City or learn more online at cmcfc.org.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 76. Lows dip down to about 47 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temps near average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the mid 70s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Peru State College Game of the Week. Tonight we're in Johnson, Nebraska. It's halftime. The Johnson-Brock Eagles are trailing the BDS Eagles. Our halftime score 16-14 with BDS on top. Well, Lucas, high school basketball coverage continues tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. You're going to be on the road with John Nixon, traveling over to Missouri. Our friends at Mound City are hosting East Atchison. That's Missouri eight-man football. The pregame show at about 6:35 tomorrow night, and the kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock. That will be here on Sunny 101.3, Lucas Freshel and John Nixon. Meanwhile, I'll be over on our sister station tomorrow night, KTNC. That's at 107.1 FM. Locally, 12:30 a.m., and of course online at mscsports.net, as we'll be at Humboldt for HTRS hosting the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish, kind of the eight-man battle of Richardson County, and that ought to be a fun game too, Lucas.
It could be, yeah, it could be a fun game there. HTRS started the season 3-0 and looking to rebound. I think they're both coming into the game at 3-2, so it should be a good game there. But I'm, you know, for tonight, I'm really impressed with Johnson-Brock's defense and how they've been able to hold Easton Weber to minimal yards, and be interesting to see if their defense can hold tight in the second half.
Well, yeah, that last 3 or 4 minutes of the second quarter, Easton Weber kind of found his stride. The biggest one was when they had the 15-yard snap and they lost 15 yards, and suddenly you're looking at first down and 25 instead of first and 10. What happens? Easton Weber reels off 27 yards down the left sideline for a first down, and you could just feel kind of a turning point there. The Johnson-Brock defense shoulders kind of drooped a little bit. Shoot, we gave up 27. We had them in a first and or second 25 situation, and boy, from there they just punched it in, and then the ill-fated onside kick. Who would have thunk it?
You know, and there even was the onside kick, but then the very next play, there was a 15-yard loss by a snap over the head, and you're thinking, okay, they got it right back. But shoot, then Easton Weber just rips off a 28-yard run for the first down.
Yeah, what an interesting final minute and 18 seconds of that first half for BDS to come back out like they did after trailing 14-0 throughout almost the entire first half. I'm watching the clock here. I think they're going to put another 3 minutes up on us. They're kind of messing with me because they stopped it at 2 seconds and haven't put it back up. The officials are out here as if they're ready to go. Looks like the man in the white cap is asking for 3 minutes from the clock operator, but it's not happening.
You can just tell Johnson-Brock there in the first half, their defense was just feeding off each other. A lot of adrenaline running. They're making tackles. They're getting Easton Weber down on the first hit. And I think they're going to need that here to start the third quarter. They're going to need to get that momentum quick to keep it going and hopefully get the ball rolling.
Okay, we're going to step away for one more two-minute break, and we'll be back with third quarter kickoff after this two-minute timeout. You've been listening to the Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska. Nebraska.
Before heading off to the Husker game in Lincoln, take steps to be healthy so you can enjoy Husker sports all year long. Apply sunscreen before all outside events. Avoid getting overheated. Drink plenty of water. Pack healthy snacks and wear comfortable shoes. That's a big red winning combination. If you prefer watching the game from home, host a game day party. Sports fandom is linked to well-being and happiness in your social life, keeping feelings of loneliness and alienation at bay. Sports help build community. So, go Big Red. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This halftime show recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close at home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we're getting set to move to third quarter action. Once again, a big welcome to all of our viewers on Johnson Brock's Drive TV video stream. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Lucas Freshel tonight on the color commentary, and Addie Sherman is our camera person presenting the video in tonight's video stream. Clock is set with a fresh 12 minutes. Our score, 16-14, BDS up by two. A pair of unbeaten eight-man teams here in southeast Nebraska. Both came into tonight's game at 5-0, and let's see what happens here in this second half.
You know, Randy, both teams were playoff contenders last year. BDS lost to the eventual state champion Kennesaw, and Johnson Brock had lost to Elgin Pope John in the quarterfinals.
Johnson Brock won the toss, deferred their decision to the second half, so the Eagles will get the ball first. Cameron Hoynes has it teed up at the 30-yard line. Nick Perriott on the right, Van Winkle on the left. Here's the kick. It's going to go down to Van Winkle. He's going to pick the ball up. No, he won't. He'll let it go out of bounds inside the 10 down around the 8-yard line. Let's see if they make him kick it over like last time when they came back with the onside. And, yes, they are. They're going to make him kick it again. What do you suppose they talked about at halftime on kickoff coverage?
Yeah, you don't. You definitely don't make that mistake twice.
Want to be heads up over here. Nope, now they changed their mind. They're not going to make him kick it. They all lined up like they were going to kick it off again. Instead, they're just going to take the ball at the 25-yard line. All right, Johnson Brock trailing 16-14. This will be the first play of the second half. We're live in Johnson, Nebraska tonight. Johnson Brock and BDS, the Eagles versus the Eagles. Sloan Pelican brings Johnson Brock to the line of scrimmage. Double tight end set, wide receiver to the right. Turns, gives the ball to Behrens. Behrens hesitates a minute and then just dives forward for only about a yard out to the 26. A moment's hesitation there, and they collapsed on him pretty quickly.
The senior Derek Dumeyer there on the tackle from his linebacker position.
Give him a gain of a little less than a yard. We're going to call it second down and a long 9 yards to go with the football, the nose of it, just up to the 26-yard line. University of Nebraska football coming your way on KTNC. Saturday, I believe that's a 6:30 Central kickoff. The Huskers in Indiana. Pelican to the right, throws the ball complete. Van Winkle at the 30. First down yardage across the 35, out near the 37 or 8-yard line. Van Winkle with a great job down the right sideline, just tiptoeing down that sideline all the way out to the 38-yard line.
Nice wheels by Van Winkle to get around the corner and get the first down.
And he was tiptoeing there trying to keep his balance to stay in and did a great job. Got the first down yardage and three extra. It'll be first and 10 Johnson Brock at their own 38-yard line, the ball on the right hash mark. Johnson Brock moving right to left, north to south here in Johnson. Empty backfield for Sloan Pelican. Wide receiver to the right, two wide outs to the left. In motion comes Behrens. Flip the ball to Perriott, that is. He tries to duck it inside, now wants to turn the corner. No place to go. He'll go down and lose about a half a yard. There was just no place for Nick Perriott to go with the football.
Great work by the BDSD lineman to stretch it out, and Seth Stengel able to get credit for the tackle.
Loss of a yard on the play puts the football back to the 37-yard line. It'll be second down and 11 yards to go. Clock is running, 10 minutes, 57 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 16-14, if you're just checking in. Johnson Brock down by two. Sloan Pelican has a double tight end set in front of him. He'll keep the football himself, runs it right up the middle, trying to get free, fights across midfield, down near the 38-yard line. He'll get about 5 yards on the carry. Maybe they're only going to give him four, I guess.
Tanner Bolte with the tackle.
Ball spotted at the 39-yard line. It'll be third down and seven. Third down and seven now. Austin Meyer comes in at a tight end. He brings in the play. He'll replace Jalen Behrens. So now you've got a double tight end set with Austin Meyer in there. Wide out to the right goes Nick Perriott. In a slot to the right is Lane Buckmeyer. Empty backfield for Sloan Pelican on third and seven. Van Winkle in motion out to the right. Pelican back to pass. Pressure coming. He's got a roll to his right. Throws the ball over the middle and the pass nearly intercepted. It was intended for Lane Buckmeyer down near the 35-yard line. Knocked down by the defender. It'll bring up fourth down and seven.
Yeah, it looks like Norder was there on the coverage, and it'll be fourth down. I expect Johnson Brock to punt here.
After that momentum flip there in the final 2 minutes of the second quarter, Johnson Brock, I can't imagine taking any chances here at the 39-yard line of BDS. I would expect him to punt the ball away. Sloan Pelican is their punter. He's kind of Mr. Do-It-All, the quarterback, the punter, a little bit of everything. He's that Swiss Army knife in your toolbox there. He'll stand at the 30-yard line to wait for the snap. Nobody back to return this punt. Pelican waits a minute, now gets the punt away. Hangs it up there. Now the race is on if they can get down there to down it. It bounces down, and it's going to be touchdown inside the 10, down near the 6-yard line. Good job of covering it to get down there. Pick up that kid's number. Who got down there on the ball?
That's the freshman, Hayden Gravatt.
Gravatt, just a freshman. Boy, he was right there, Johnny on the spot, getting congratulated by his teammates, the freshman, when he comes over. I think this is where the student body is supposed to chant, "He's a freshman," or something like that. Saw that the other night at Johnson County Central Volleyball. They've got several freshmen on the floor. You heard that chant over and over. Here we go. First down and 10 from the 6-yard line. BDS with the football. That's Mr. Weber around the corner left side breaking tackles as he does. He'll get about 8, maybe 9 yards. Looks out to about the 15-yard line. And, boy, if Easton Weber starts getting up ahead of steam like he did right there, this is going to be difficult.
Jalen Behrens able to get around the ankles.
Folks watching at home in Bruning, Davenport, and Shickley have probably been waiting and waiting and wondering, when does Easton Weber start turning it on? Well, it looks like he did right there, a gain of 9. Second down and 1. From the 15-yard line, quarterback Norder takes no. Weber takes the snap. He's got first down yardage across the 20, out to the 21. Gain of about 6 on the carry. It'll be another first and 10 for BDS.
Leighton Behrens first to make the hit on the tackle.
Easton Weber is a 200-pound senior running back. Most 200-pounders in 8-man football are up there somewhere in the offensive line. Not Easton Weber. He's the running back. Jerron Norder, the quarterback, weighs 185. He's not a little guy. Okay, wide receiver split to both sides. The snap is going to come directly to Weber. Weber runs with the football to the left. This time he's hit at the line of scrimmage, and even when he's hit at the line, his momentum carries him forward for a couple, out to about the 22 or 3-yard line.
Jalen Behrens with the tackle.
Spot the ball at the 24 is where they're going to mark it. Second down and 8 yards to go between the 23 and 24. Their own 23 and 24. Clock shows 8 minutes, 29 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 16-14, BDS with a 2-point lead. BDS Eagles on second down and 8. Now the official steps in here and stops play for just a moment. What do we got? Some type of an equipment issue. They have a substitute trots out there.
Yeah, Jalen Behrens had to come out.
Okay, checking in to replace Behrens is going to be
Austin Meyer.
Yeah, Austin Meyer in there. Okay, second down and 8. Here's a snap again to Weber. This time he's going to be hit near the line of scrimmage. Little, if any, gain. He might have got a yard, but I don't think much more than that.
Little momentum here for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Get him down to third down, third and 7-ish. You can stop him here, get the ball back.
Now, this would be a huge stop. The ball is short of the 25 at about the 24-and-a-half-yard line. I'll call it third down and 6 yards to go, a good long six, from just inside the 25. It's on the left hash mark. Cameron Hoynes comes wide to the right side of the field. Norder's going to take the snap with Easton Weber setting to his left. Hoynes comes in motion from right to left. Back to pass is Norder. Sets. Throws it out here to the left. The pass falls incomplete. Intended receiver was Easton Weber. Surprise, surprise. The defense was out there with him, though, and had he caught that, they might have, I believe they'd have got him stopped.
Yeah, it was just a little overthrown, just off the fingertips. You can't really expect him to make that catch. It would have been a great one if he could.
So the incompletion brings up fourth down and six, punting situation. Cameron Hoynes in to punt the ball. Nick Perriott will go back deep to return it for Johnson Brock. The Eagles trailing 16-14 will get the ball back on offense. Cameron Hoynes waits at his own 14-yard line for the snap from center. He has a good snap. Hoynes gets the punt away. Perriott has to back up and retrieve the ball at the 17. He comes to the left of the 20, the 25, the 30, and goes out of bounds just across the 30-yard line. Johnson Brock will start with good field position. They'll have it first and 10, working at their own 30.
Yeah, it looks like they'll mark it right at the 30, and wise decision there by Eli Weber to kind of hold up.
Once again, we hope you're enjoying tonight's coverage of high school football, presented in part by Peru State College, the Peru State College Game of the Week. Tonight here on Sunny 101.3, a special edition of Thursday Night High School Football. Here comes Johnson Brock over the football. This time, Jalen Barron sets directly behind Sloan Pelican. Two wideouts to the right, Van Winkle in motion from left to right. They run right, pitch the ball back. Trying to turn the corner, Barron's broken tackle. He's across midfield, across the 40, down to the 38-yard line. A big run of 12 yards by Jalen Barron's. It'll be a first and 10, Johnson Brock at the 38-yard line.
Very well executed option play there. Was able to bring the defender to him and then pitch at the last minute.
Looked like they had Barron stopped, and then he broke that tackle and squirted forward for another 5 yards. First and 10 at the 38-yard line of BDS. Johnson Brock with the football. Pelican takes the snap, pitches back again to Barron to the right side. This time he'll be knocked out of bounds after a short gain. Got the ball down near the 35-yard line. Looks like he picked up about 2 yards on the carry. They'll spot it at the 36, second down and 8 yards to go.
Beavers and Dumeyer in on the tackle for BDS.
Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel with you tonight here on Sunny 101.3 and on Johnson Brock's Drive TV video streaming. Johnson Brock Broadcasting Kids up here in the booth with us. Always a pleasure to work with the young people. They do a fine job, and those of you watching at home, we hope you're enjoying the telecast. Second down and 8, the football at the 36-yard line. Wide to the right, Nick Perriott. Wide to the left, this is Lane Buckmeyer. Sloan Pelican calling his starting count. He has a snap. Throws a pass complete out here to Buckmeyer. He tries to get forward. He'll be hit and dropped. No place to go, right at the line of scrimmage. Good defensive pursuit there on the part of BDS. Lane Buckmeyer had three defenders right in front of him.
Easton Weber in on the tackle.
No gain on the play. Put the football just shy of the 35-yard line. Now it's on the left hash mark. Third down, a long 7, almost 8 yards to go for Johnson Brock. Let's see what the Eagles do here. Meyer leaving the ball game, coming out of the contest is Jalen Barron's. Austin Meyer is in now as they have the double tight ends. Meyer sets as a tight end to the left, trips to the right for Sloan Pelican in an empty backfield. Pelican has a snap. He sets up, has some time, now steps up into the pocket. He's going to throw deep. He's got a receiver downfield. Touchdown!
What a throw. What a catch.
36 yards on the touchdown to Nick Perriott. Nick Perriott makes the reception for 36 yards and puts Johnson Brock back on top, now at 20-16. Nick Perriott, 36 yards. Score coming with 6:07 to play here in the third quarter.
Nice job by Pelican to step up in the pocket, and what an incredible catch over his left shoulder by Nick Perriott to look it in, catch it with his hands.
Well, I'll tell you, he laid that one right on the money. Now the try for the two-point conversion, and this is critical. Pelican has two wide receivers to the right. Van Winkle comes in motion. Pelican pitches back to Barron's. Barron's throws into the end zone. Complete for the two-point conversion. Making the reception for Johnson Brock was Leighton Barron's, I believe. 40? Yes, Leighton Barron's made the reception for the two-point conversion, and Johnson Brock goes up 22-16 with 6:07 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City.
That scoring drive came 6:07 to play here in the third quarter. A 36-yard pass play, Sloan Pelican to Nick Perriott, then Behrens to Behrens on the double pass for the two-point conversion. It was a 56-yard drive, is that right?
I'm sorry, it's a 50-yard drive, four-play, 50-yard drive.
All right, four plays and 50 yards. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Pelican kicks it deep. Fielded in the end zone. Won't be able to bring it out. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. So what a momentum switcher that was.
It was. And what a great little play on the two-point conversion. And Coach Mitch Roberts, after it was executed, with a big old fist pump. He's jacked up down here.
Yeah, that I'm sure it was Behrens that threw the pass here. Jalen Behrens looked like he was going to run around the left after taking the pitch out. Found Leighton Behrens behind the coverage and dropped it in there perfectly. All right, here we go. 22-16. Johnson Brock back on top. And now BDS sets up shop at their own 15-yard line. Snap the ball directly to Weber. He's got room. Weber breaks into the open. 25-30. 35. Midfield. 40. 30. Still on his feet and finally knocked out of bounds all the way down deep in Johnson Brock territory inside the 20 near the 18-yard line.
Looks like a 43-yard run there, 44.
The guy just does not like to be tackled. That's the best description I can give you. What an athlete. Easton Weber has the ball at the 18-yard line. In one big play, he attempts to recapture the momentum here for BDS. Norder is your quarterback with Weber set to the left. Wideouts to each side. Cameron Hoynes to the near side. Weber comes in motion to the right. Norder's going to run the football straight up the middle as he does so well. He'll have a nice gain inside the 15 down near the 12-yard line. Looks like a gain of about 6 on the carry. Should be bring up second down and 4. We're going to have a track meet here, I have a feeling.
Yeah, it looks like it might open up here in the second half. It's pretty tight in the first, but there again on that play, using Weber as a decoy.
22-16 your score. Johnson Brock in the lead, but for how long? Second down and 4 now. The line of scrimmage at the 12 of Johnson Brock. Snap it to Weber. Weber. Oh, he hands the ball off this time, and the ball is carried by Zach Hoynes. Gain of 2 down to the 10-yard line, and it'll bring up third down and 2 now at the 10. That's the first time I've seen Weber hand the ball off. So spot the football at the 10-yard line, third down and 2. It's on the left hash mark. BDS moving from our left to right, from south to north here at Johnson Brock High School. 22-16, Johnson Brock is up. Here come the BDS Eagles over the football. Norder is your quarterback. Weber sets to his right. Norder has the snap. He'll keep it himself. He dives forward, fighting down near the first down marker. He's got first down yardage. And the football is going to be inside the 5 at about the 4. It'll be first and goal at the 4-yard line.
Jalen Behrens in on the tackle there, and Easton Weber just as a lead blocker to try to create some room.
All right. Coach Mark Rotter comes out onto the field about 5 yards and gives the play to his kids. Jerron Norder brings him to the line of scrimmage on first and goal at the 4. Weber sets to the right. Set to the left is Zach Hoynes. 3 backs in the backfield. Norder has the snap. He's back to pass. Looking into the end zone. Throws it out to the left. And diving into the end zone for the touchdown goes Zach Hoynes. It'll be a 4-yard touchdown pass. Complete to Zach Hoynes for the TD, and we are momentarily tied back up at 22.
Just a quick little 5-play drive there by BDS after the 43-yard run on first down by Weber, and it sets up a 2-point conversion, 22-22 with 4:12 left in the third.
That start at the 15.
It started at the 15.
That's what I thought. Boy, five plays, 65 yards. All right, we're tied at 22 apiece. Here comes the two-point conversion. Norder with Weber set to his left. Weber goes in motion out to the right now. Norder runs with the football to the right. Norder is going to go in standing up for the two-point conversion. And the score now goes 24-22. BDS back on top. And that's
looks like we got a flag on the play, Randy.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see what they're going to tell us here. Holding is the call against BDS. Well, that's interesting.
That could end up being a big call here.
The drama continues to build here,
right,
doesn't it?
So we'll back them up to the 13.
So I had them going ahead, but now we're still tied at 22. And this becomes a much more difficult two-point conversion to try and break this 22-all tie. Clock, incidentally, shows 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. That's where we're at. They'll line up and see what we can do from the 13-yard line. Norder takes the snap. He wants to throw. He's got time. He's rolling right. Sets up. Throwing deep to the corner. The ball is broken up. Great defense by Sloan Pelican. Conversion fails. We're tied at 22-all with 4:12 to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
That scoring drive took just 5 plays to cover 65 yards, a 4-yard touchdown pass. Jerron Norder to Zach Coins for the touchdown. Conversion attempt failed after the penalty, and we are knotted at 22-all with 4:12 to play here in the third period. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. And a special shout-out and a thanks to our friends, Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, Weston Witt. We appreciate your support throughout the broadcast season here on Sunny 101.3. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Coming forward is Hoynes. Oh, it's fielded by the up man. He crossed the 30 and taken out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Great job on the return. Scooping that one up for Johnson Brock was Zach Hawley, a junior. And Hawley was ready for it. It came to him. He caught that thing. It was a rifle shot right in the gut, and he pulled it down.
It was. If BDS has one, I guess, weak point, it seems to be their kickoffs.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good return there to get the ball out by Zach Hawley and give Johnson Brock excellent field position. They begin this drive first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Left side hash mark, moving right to left. Sloan Pelican in the backfield, double tight end set. Handoff gives it to Behrens up the middle. Behrens, 2, maybe 3 hard-earned yards as he gets the ball out to the 38-yard line. It'll be second down and 7 yards to go for Johnson Brock.
Eli Weber in on the tackle for BDS.
If you're enjoying this broadcast at home, as much as Lucas and I are enjoying bringing it to you tonight, we're all having a pretty good time. This is a fun place to be tonight for Thursday night high school football. Second down and 7 at the 38-yard line. Wide out to the right goes Nick Perriott. In a slot to the right is Lane Buckmeyer. Van Winkle goes in motion from left to right. Pelican rolls right. Throws out to Van Winkle at the 40. Spun away. Got away at the 35. And down to the 30. Chase Van Winkle. Outstanding job to break tackles. And got an extra 5 yards out of that after he really should have been stopped.
Yeah, he should have. He was able to just kind of stop on a dime and make a little reverse pivot and get up the field for another 5 yards.
Yeah, he spun free of 2 would-be tacklers. And great job there, getting the ball down to the 30-yard line. All right, first and 10, Johnson Brock. The score tied to 22-all with 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Clock is running. Johnson Brock over the football. This is Lane Buckmeyer to the near side to the left, is split out wide. Handoff goes to Behrens. No, keeping it as Pelican. Faked the handoff, and Pelican kept it himself and got about 5 yards, running behind Leighton Behrens and Rowan Benham off to the left side. Gain of 5, second down and 5 coming up.
The nose guard, Derek Dumeyer, on the tackle.
So second down and 5 yards now. The line of scrimmage is at the 25-yard line. Johnson Brock going toe-to-toe here with the undefeated BDS Eagles. Two wideouts to the right, Perriott and Buckmeyer. Van Winkle wide to the left. Barron set in the backfield behind Sloan Pelican. Pelican keeps it himself, runs behind Barron's. He'll be stopped short of the first down, but he'll get about another 3 or 4 yards. It'll bring up third down and about 2 yards to go now for Johnson Brock.
Third down two. You've got two plays to get the first down here. I think you can probably run it or pass, whatever your treat is, but you're probably going to go for it on four.
The ball right on the 22-yard line on the right hash mark. Third down, 2 yards to go for the Eagles. Bringing the play in from the sideline is Austin Meyer. He's in and out of there lot at that tight end when they go to a double tight end set. Austin Meyer sets as a tight end to the left. Van Winkle split to the left. Buck Meyer in a slot on the right side, set inside of Nick Perriott. Now in motion goes Van Winkle. Pelican rolls right, now reverses, comes back left. He'll throw the ball away and gets knocked down out there. He just got rid of it, recognized that everybody was covered, and that was probably a heads-up play there by Sloan Pelican.
Pressure was on by Tanner Bolte. And I'm a little surprised that they didn't try to run that there. I think maybe they were looking downfield for the touchdown, but they'll line up for fourth down here. Looks like a fourth and two, and I'd expect them to maybe pass it again here.
Well, let's see what happens. The ball's at the 22-yard line. This is a huge fourth down play with the score tied at 22-all and a minute 38 to play here in the third period. Critical to get a first down here for Johnson Brock. Barron sets behind Sloan Pelican to his right. Double tight end set on the line in front of him. Pelican calling his starting count. He has the snap. He's back to pass. Rolling right. Looks for a receiver. Wants to run with the football. Now he's going to be hit. Spun free. Still on his feet. He's got first down yardage inside the 20. Sloan Pelican just refused to be tackled. He was shedding tacklers left, shedding tacklers right, and somehow twisted himself free to pick up the first down at the 18-yard line. That might be a play to remember in this one.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's a little early to call, but if Johnson Brock ends up winning that game, that could end up being the play of the game.
Yeah, make a note of that. That's with less than 2 minutes to go here. Clock running, a minute 19 to play in the third quarter. It's first and 10, Johnson Brock at the 18-yard line. Sloan Pelican has Barron set to his left. That's Jalen Barron's, of course. Pelican on first and 10. Puts Buckmeyer in motion, keeps it himself. He'll run to the left. He had a blocker, but there's Weber waiting for him, and you're not going to run past Mr. Weber. Stop him right at the line of scrimmage. Pelican a little slow getting up there as he hit the ground pretty hard. That was a good crushing tackle there by Mr. Weber, Easton Weber.
Yeah, Weber with the tackle there. Looks like he was maybe he got jammed up on the shoulder there by Pelican, and that's the last thing you want to see from a quarterback that's been slinging it really well tonight.
We talk a lot about Easton Weber's running ability. You know what? Pelican's coming out of the ballgame. Sloan Pelican's taking himself out of the game here. Who we got in the quarterback? Let's pick him up here. Checking in is going to be Van Winkle. He's going to take the snap. Chase Van Winkle. He'll run to the right on the Wildcat here. Spins forward, and he'll be hit and dropped at about the 16-yard line. They're checking on Sloan Pelican here on the sideline. He says, Coach, I'm all right. I want to go back into the game.
That's going to be the end of the quarter here, but what a wild little turn of events there. Sloan Pelican makes a heck of a play, and then the very next play, BDS's best player tackles him hard and takes him out of the game.
All tied to 22 each after three quarters. We're back in 1 minute with the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, we welcome you back to Johnson Brock Broadcasting's video stream on Strive TV. Addie Sherman, our camera person running the camera, and our producer engineer, Lincoln Peck, on the computer keyboard here, making sure everything finds your way on the video. We go back to live action. Johnson Brock with the football. Pelican takes a snap, starts to his right, and he's going to be taken out of bounds. And I'll tell you, Sloan Pelican didn't look himself on that one.
No, I mean, give a little credit to by Eli Weber to keep contained and make the tackle. But, yeah, he's just a half step short maybe.
No place to go there. And suddenly it's fourth down and 12 yards to go at the 20-yard line. And after that big, big running play by Sloan Pelican that got him down here, the drive seems to have stalled momentarily. All right, trips left. Let's see how fleet-footed Pelican is here on fourth down and 12. They need 12 for a first down. Pelican has the snap. Three-man rush coming after him. Over the middle of the pass, just underthrown and behind the intended receiver, Lane Buckmeyer, down at the 10-yard line. It falls incomplete, and BDS will take over on downs. The BDS Eagles will have the ball beginning this drive first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, that's the first pass that I've seen Sloan Pelican throw on night that was less than A.
Well, he's in there defensively, but he took quite a pop just before the end of the quarter there when he was tackled by Easton Weber. All right, here comes BDS, all tied at 22 all. We've got 11:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Norder is the quarterback with an empty backfield. In motion comes Cameron Hoynes from left to right. Norder has the snap. Fakes the pump, now sets up, now wants to throw deep down the right sideline. The receiver's there, but the ball is out of bounds. The intended receiver was Cameron Hoynes. He was well covered, two defenders there with him, and the pass thrown well out of bounds. No chance for the completion.
Good coverage by Lane Buckmeyer. Also with help, I think Jalen Behrens was there on the top coverage.
That'll bring the ball back to the 20-yard line and bring up second down and 10 for BDS.
Correct that. Nick Perriott on the help.
Spot the football on the left hash mark at the 20. Second down and 10 yards to go for the BDS Eagles. Looks like they're going to snap it to Norder with Easton Weber set to his right. A wide out to either side of the field. No, they direct snap to Weber. Weber hit, spun around at the line of scrimmage and dropped after a gain of maybe only half a yard. Boy, the defense was quick to close there and get all over Easton Weber.
Leighton Behrens in on the tackle for Johnson Brock.
Big number 77. It's that pickup truck there. Get that license number. Carter Anderson. He plugged up the hole there when they ran into Anderson that time. All right. Whoever ran into Carter Anderson was thinking, I didn't see that tree planted out here when we were warming up. Here we go. Third down and 10. Snap the ball back, running to the right. That's Weber with the football. He broke tackles, but he's going to get driven out of bounds short of the first down. They stopped him at about the 25-yard line. It's still going to bring up fourth down and 5 yards to go. What do you do here? You're tied up. 10:55 to go. I believe I'd be tempted to punt the ball.
You got to punt the ball. You know, you've kind of hurt Pelican, and you have his last throw wasn't perfect. So I think that if you're BDS, you think you've got the momentum,
well,
and you got to punt it.
The practical thing to do would be to punt it, but BDS doesn't always do what you expect.
Touche.
I.e. onside kick. Cameron Hoynes stands at his own 15 to kick it away. Nick Perriott backs up to return this punt. Hoynes waiting for the snap. He gets a good snap from center. He will get the punt away. A low spiral that bounces at the 30. Going to be no. They let it go. And at the last minute, Perriott decides not to do anything with it. He saw the defenders closing on him quickly, and the ball rolls down inside the 20, spotted down near the 17-yard line.
A little surprising there. I think he probably had a little time to pick it up and maybe get 5 to 10 yards, but just playing it safe.
He probably lost 10 yards of field position, but no chance of a fumble there. That way. And to his credit, there were two defenders breathing down his neck as the ball was rolling toward him. So, Johnson Brock will begin this drive, all tied at 22 apiece, 10:43 to go. What a ball game we're having tonight in Johnson. Sloan Pelican puts two wide receivers to the right, one wide to the left. Pelican has Barron set behind him in the backfield. Van Winkle comes in motion from left to right. Pelican has pressure coming. Pitches back to his trailing back. No place to go for Barron as he's taken out of bounds for a loss on the play. They lost yardage back to about the 16-yard line. Loss of a yard. It's going to bring up second down and 11.
Jacob Beavers able to keep contained there and just do his job, stretch out the play.
Ball now spotted on the right hash mark at the 16-yard line. Second down, 11 yards to go. Here's Austin Meyer into the lineup, bringing in the play. He'll replace Lane Buckmeyer. They'll come out with a double tight end set with Austin Meyer in there. A wide receiver to each side. Pelican will have an empty backfield with three receivers to his left this time. Pelican calling his starting count. Has the snap, rolls to the left, dumps it over the middle. The pass is complete to Behrens, and Behrens is tackled as soon as he catches the football. No place to go. He'll gain of a couple. Guess what? That was Mr. Weber over there, Easton Weber, on the defense. Gain of about three, so it's going to bring up third down and about seven to go with the ball at the 19-yard line. Spot the ball at the 19. Clock is running. 9:43 to play in the contest. The score is tied at 22 each here in Johnson. On third and long, three wide outs to the right for Sloan Pelican. Let's see if he can deliver a strike here after taking that big hit earlier. Defense is set. We're ready to go. Pelican now comes over and confers with his receivers. They look at each other. A lot of discussion here. Sloan Pelican. Boy, they're going to have to hurry to get this thing off. Starting to get a gut feeling time is running out here. He's got the snap. There we go. Back to pass. Pressure's there. Pass is thrown. Incomplete. He was looking over here to the right side for Chase Van Winkle. And Easton Weber was right there with Van Winkle waiting to lower the boom.
Yeah, he was trying to lead him a little bit upfield, but cautious a little bit there. He could feel Easton Weber lurking in the distance.
So unable to get any offense generated here. Johnson Brock will have to punt the ball away on fourth down and seven. The line of scrimmage is at the 20. The punter, Sloan Pelican, will stand at his own six to wait for the snap. I think this is Norder back here maybe to return it. Pelican gets the punt away. It's a dandy. Backs the return man up. Oh, look at there. It's going to roll inside the 10, inside the 5, but they couldn't get there. It got into the end zone. The return man was Carson Luce, and Luce decided to let it roll, and then he had to have heart failure thinking it wasn't going to get there. But it finally rolled into the end zone for the BDS Eagles. And they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. That's where BDS will start first and 10 with 9:09 to go in the game.
Luce did a pretty good job there of holding up Chase Van Winkle. He turned in, once he let the ball go, he turned into a blocker, which just allowed enough time for that ball to get in the end zone.
Well, with 9:09 to go in the ball game, we haven't settled a thing yet tonight here at Johnson. We're all tied at 22 apiece. BDS with the football. First and 10, working from their own 15-yard line. Norder sets in the center of his two running backs. They snap it directly. The ball gets away from Weber. He has to go back and fall on it at the 5-yard line. And they've had several miscues. That was a direct snap to Easton Weber. The scary part is every time they've had one of these tonight, they've come back with a great big run of 25 or 28 yards by Easton Weber. So stand by. Here we go. Second down now and 20 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage is near the 5-yard line, just inside the 5 on the right hash mark. Second down and 20. Norder in the shotgun with Weber on his left hip. Has the snap. Keeps it himself. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, but fights forward for about 5 yards out near the 10. Jerron Norder did a great job to even get 5 yards out of that because for all practical purposes, he was stopped at the line of scrimmage.
That was a tough 5 yards. Carter Anderson probably gets credit with the tackle there.
All right. I want to say hi to Bob and Vivian Yelkin listening and watching tonight down Lake of the Ozarks. They said they enjoyed the one we did last week with HTRS, so hello to the Yelkins listening in tonight. Hopefully watching the broadcast, too. What a better way to spend a Thursday night in the Lake of the Ozarks than listening to us, right, Lucas?
That's right.
Here we go. Third down, 15 yards to go at the 10-yard line. Norder in the shotgun, all alone. He's back to pass. There's the pressure. He got away. Now Norder's going to run with the football. Now throws it down the sideline, and the pass is going to be caught for first down yardage. Can you believe that? The ball is complete for first down across the 25 out to the 27. Was that Weber?
It was the younger Eli Weber, but I'm telling you, he got away with a little bit of a shove.
Yeah.
Could have almost been an offensive pass interference there. Just a little shove.
Eli Weber on the reception gives BDS first and 10 at the 28-yard line. We got a dandy football game going here. First and 10 for the Eagles at their own 28. Norder has the snap. No, they snap it to Weber. He's into the open at the 40, the 30, and he's going to take it all the way to the house for the touchdown. A 52-yard touchdown run, 52 yards on the carry by Easton Weber, and that's what he does, folks.
That's a good little run there. Just, a little right after the first down, little direct snap, and just an ISO up the right side, gets into the open lane, and off to the races.
Score coming with 7:18 to play here in the fourth. Now, the try for the two-point conversion, 28-22, BDS up by six. These two-pointers have been an adventure for both teams here tonight. They'll put a wide out to each side, Hoynes to one side, Hoynes to the other. Norder is your quarterback. Weber stands to his right in the backfield. Hoynes in motion left to right. That's loose in motion. They flip it forward to Weber. He dives. Did he get in? Yes, he did. At just barely.
Boy, a little Andy Reid play there.
Yeah. Going to be like Travis Kelce where they flip it forward.
Right.
30-22 our score. BDS up 7:18 to play in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The Peru State College Game of the Week scoring recap, presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
Four plays, 65 yards. Easton Weber with a 52-yard touchdown run. Weber then caught the pass for the two-point conversion. Puts BDS up by 8, 30-22. 7:18 to play here in the fourth period. And we've got a shootout going tonight here in Johnson. Ready for the ensuing kickoff. Kicked away. This is a long end-over-ender. Fielded at the 4 by Van Winkle. Across the 5, the 10, the 15. Van Winkle at the 20. Still on his feet. Spins across the 20. Out to about the 23-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10. Johnson Brock from their own 23-yard line. Trailing 30-22 with 7 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the ballgame.
Looks like we got a flag on the play. It might have been a late hit on BDS. Should give Johnson Brock 15 more yards.
Let's wait and see what the man in the white cap indicates. Personal foul on Johnson Brock.
Oh, I had that wrong.
Oh, my. That's going to back the Eagles up 15 yards the wrong direction if you're an Eagle or Johnson Brock fan. Still battling the fact that both teams are the Eagles here tonight. All right, the ball is going to be spotted across the 11, short of the 12. It'll be 1st and 10 there, Johnson Brock. So, trailing by 8 with 7 minutes and 11 seconds to go, Johnson Brock needs to find some offensive magic here in a hurry. Trips to the right for Sloan Pelican. Tight end set to the left. Pelican in the shotgun with an empty backfield. Pelican calling his cadence. Waiting for that snap from center. They're showing a blitz coming after him. He's got time. Throws out complete to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer tries to get away from one would-be tackler. This does dive across the 15 out to about the 18-yard line. And actually, Buckmeyer did a pretty good job there because he was covered up, and he managed to get about 5 yards out of that.
Yeah, good coverage by Norder there. But good to see Sloan Pelican slinging it again. Looks like he's got his arm back.
So Lane Buckmeyer gets the ball out to the 18-yard line. Gain of about 6. It'll be 2nd down and 4. Sloan Pelican, one wide receiver left, has the snap. Pelican runs it himself. Pitches back to Behrens, the trailing back, and there's no place to go. Easton Weber was waiting for Jalen Behrens, and they drop him for a huge loss on the play. Back inside the 25 near the 24-yard line.
Good pressure by the BDS defensive line to make Pelican pitch it quick. Easton Weber was right there where he needed to be.
Third down, 7 yards to go. You know, I mentioned the Yelkins a minute ago watching tonight down in Lake of the Ozarks. I'd like to hear from some of the folks. Let me know where you listened to the game from tonight. Shoot me a note on my Facebook. I'd like to hear from you. Find out where our listeners and viewers all are this evening. Third down and 7. Sloan Pelican in the shotgun. Rolls right. Looks over the middle.
Now throwing deep downfield. Looking for Van Winkle on the pass. Overthrown. Van Winkle, the intended receiver.
Johnson Brock fans wanting a little bit of an interference call there. Jerron Norder was running stride for stride with him. I didn't see it. The ball was overthrown.
There was a little contact there, yeah. But both players have a right to the ball, and there wasn't anything egregious there. He's just trying to make a play on the ball.
So it falls incomplete, and that brings up 4th down now and 7 yards to go with the football spotted at the 14-yard line. Johnson Brock will have what breeze there is at their back when they punt this ball. 5:58 to go in the ball game, down by 8. Johnson Brock trailing 30-22. Sloan Pelican stands at his own 2-yard line. That's where he'll get the snap to punt this thing. Nobody back deep to return it again. And Pelican, he kicks it hard. The ball rolls inside the 30, inside the 20. Still rolling down near the 16-yard line, and that's where it'll be touched down. So Sloan Pelican took that snap at his own 2-yard line. The punt rolls dead at the 16, and I'm somewhat puzzled why BDS doesn't return these punts.
It's a peculiar choice by Artisono and Coach Rodder.
They're not trying to block it. It's not like they're sending the whole kitchen sink after him, so what?
I don't understand the strategy there.
Yeah, nobody back there, and no chance for a return if you don't have a return man. Guess they've got a lot of confidence in Mr. Weber. Here we go. At the 16-yard line, leading 30-22, BDS with the football. Jerron Norder takes the snap. He keeps it himself after faking the handoff, breaks into the open across the 20, and he's tackled out near the 23. He'll have a gain of about 7 on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 3.
Nick Perriott on the tackle.
What a ball game we've had tonight here. A seesaw contest back and forth. Johnson Brock jumping out to the 14-0 lead in the first quarter, relinquishing that lead in the final minute and 18 seconds of the first half, giving up 2 touchdowns and went into halftime trailing 16-14. Right now we stand at 30-22, BDS with the lead and the football. 2nd down and 3 yards to go at the 23-yard line. Jerron Norder has a snap, fakes a handoff, keeps it himself. He's got the first down. He's out to the 29-yard line. It'll be a 1st and 10 for Bruning Davenport Chickley.
The fake handoff there to Weber, and everybody kind of crashed on Weber. Norder was able to pull it, get the 1st down.
The battle of the Eagles. I believe Chickley is the Longhorns, and if memory serves me correctly, Bruning Davenport calls themselves the Storm when they're out there independently.
You're correct.
So the Storm and the Longhorns. And they came up with Eagles. 1st down and 10 at the 29-yard line for Bruning Davenport Chickley. BDS with a full backfield back there. Weber will take the direct snap. He'll run right off the right guard and just run it across the 30 out to the 32. And this is what BDS does best. Their offense is just perfect for running out the clock on you. We're down under 4.5 minutes, 4:25 clock running. They're up by 8, 30-22. When you've got a stable of running backs like Jerron Norder and Easton Weber, you can run an awful lot of clock here if you want to.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see BDS run any other play than just that right there.
All right, a gain on that one of 3. It's 2nd down and 7. The line of scrimmage is at the 32-yard line. Cameron Hoynes comes to the near side. Weber in the backfield next to Norder sets on his left. Handoff goes to Weber. He tries to run the corner around the left side. He'll get yardage across the 35 to the 36. Give him about 4 on the carry, and it'll bring up 3rd down and still 3 yards to go.
A big play here for Johnson Brock. I mean, this is a big play here. I would expect BDS, if they get 1 or 2 yards to go for it on 4th, if it's going to be 4th and 3 or 4, they might punt it.
Clock is down to 3 minutes, 35 seconds to go. Time is running out on Johnson Brock here. I think a stop's imperative here. Another 1st down here, and boy, you're in trouble. 3rd down and 3. Let's see what they do with it. The snap goes to Weber. Right up the middle goes Weber, and he didn't get there. He stopped short, a yard short, at the 38-yard line. So now it's decision time for Coach Mark Rodder and Bruning Davenport Chickley. Your clock is down to 3:10 to go. It's 30-22. You're up by 8. You're facing 4th down and 1. A 1st down here pretty much puts the game away. If you punt it, you give Johnson Brock a chance to do something with it. But, boy, I don't know.
I don't even think he was trying to decide. I think he knew he was going for it.
Here we go. Fourth down and one. This is probably the ball game, this first down try right here. Norder is the quarterback. Moves up under center for a quarterback sneak. Dives forward, and he got it. That second line surge, they pushed him forward to the 40-yard line. He was stopped initially, but they pushed him forward to the 40, and he'll have first down yardage. That happens with the clock showing 2:41 to go in the ball game. And now BDS in danger of being able to run things out. Timeout taking Johnson Brock, 2:41 to go in the ball game, 30-22 our score. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel, back with you here at Johnson. Lucas, what a ball game we've seen here tonight.
Yeah, this is the kind of game that you wanted to see. This is exactly what I signed up for, a deal like this.
Fun stuff. Very competitive football between two fine teams. And here we are, first and 10, BDS at the 40. BDS wants to run out this clock here by picking up another first down. Quarterback Norder has Weber set to his left. Norder takes the snap, keeps it himself. Right up the middle, short yardage, only got a yard. Down to about the 39-yard line, but the clock keeps running, 2:34 to go. Another timeout by Johnson Brock. They're going to use their timeouts to save clock. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, the scoreboard down in the southeast corner of Johnson Brock's field shows 30-22. Johnson Brock trailing BDS, the important number, 2 minutes 34 seconds left to play. BDS facing second down and 9 at the Johnson Brock 39-yard line. JB has used a couple of timeouts to stop the clock here. BDS knows that one more first down will put this thing away for him. Full backfield back there with Norder. Weber will take the snap. People jumping around, and we're going to have an offsides here. Johnson Brock drawn across on a hard count. That'll cost him 5 yards, and instead of second down and 9, now it's going to be second down and 4, and the new line of scrimmage is at the 34-yard line of Johnson Brock.
That's a tough break.
Sure is. Weber will take the snap. Norder sets to his right. Easton Weber has the snap. He'll run with the ball to the left side. Easton Weber's got the first down. He's inside the 30, inside the 25, spins down to the 22-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for BDS, and the clock down to 2:28 to go. Johnson Brock uses their final timeout here, I think. No, wait a minute. Why is the clock stopped? We've moved to the down markers.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the clock's running. 2:23, 2:22, ticking away here. First and 10, BDS at the 23-yard line of Johnson Brock. BDS on top, 30-22. Norder sets to the left. Easton Weber in the middle. Zach Hoynes to the right. Three men in the backfield, double tight end set. Obviously a running formation where it's going to be snapped straight to Easton Weber. Weber, waiting for the snap, has the ball. He starts to his right, breaks a tackle, spins free at the 20, spins free at the 15, the 10, the 5, and he's going to trot in for the touchdown. He was almost kind of toying with the defense there, wasn't he?
You know, you really need to go down there. The only way that Johnson Brock can have a chance to win this game is if BDS scores. So now Johnson needs a score, kick an onsider, and score again.
Yeah.
If Weber goes down there, there's no mathematical way that Johnson Brock can get back in this game.
23-yard run for the touchdown. Makes the score now 36-22. That score coming with a minute 53 to play here in the fourth quarter. All right. They'll come over the football for the two-point conversion. Norder is your quarterback. Wide outs to both sides of the field. Weber goes in motion out to the right. Now a flag is thrown. Well, they've had a hard time executing two-point conversions, haven't they?
I think they're going to call a snap infraction there.
Yeah, another. So the five-yard penalty moves the ball out now, and they'll try it again here. All this happening with a minute 53 left to play in the ball game, and our score standing at 36-22. This is going to be a football game where people are going to look at the final score and not realize that this was a much, much closer football game than this final score is going to indicate. Johnson Brock has played and played well tonight here against BDS. All right, let's try the two-point conversion again. Norder, with Weber to his right, has a snap. Back to pass is Norder. Scrambles. Throws down into the corner. Throws it away. And it's actually intercepted out of bounds down there by Chase Van Winkle. So the conversion attempt fails. The score remains 36-22 with a minute 53 to go. We're back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
Easton Weber caps a 9-play, 64-yard drive with a 23-yard touchdown carry. That's his third rushing touchdown of the night. The others were 24 yards and 4 yards. He also caught a 4-yard touchdown pass. 3 touchdowns tonight for Easton Weber. Scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Ready to kick the football away for BDS is Hoynes. Going to kick it deep into the end zone. No chance to bring it out. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. But now, Johnson Brock down by 14, 36-22, with only a minute 46 left to play in the football game. And regardless of how this one turns out, we have seen one whale of a football game.
If I'm down by 14, I'm going to want Sloan Pelican at my quarterback.
Yeah, let's see what he does with it. Probably be throwing the ball all over the field here. That's about the only option you have. You have to score and score quickly and then hope for an onsider. Very competitive football between two very good football teams. A tip of the hat to both sets of Eagles here tonight in Johnson. This has been very entertaining. Let's see what happens. Sloan Pelican with trips to the left. Has the snap. He's back to pass. The pressure's coming. He throws the ball over the middle. The pass complete. Making the catch is Nick Perriott out to the 35-yard line right between two defenders. Perfectly executed. Quickly up over the football comes Johnson Brock. First and 10 at their own 35-yard line. What a catch there. That was great by Nick Perriott. Pelican on first and 10 at the 35. Has the snap, looking downfield. Passes complete at the 40, the 35, the 30, and out of bounds at the 27-yard line goes Chase Van Winkle. Two huge pass plays in a hurry, and here comes Johnson Brock.
There it is.
They're down by 14. But you never know it, the way they're coming up the field here. The ball now at the 26-yard line. The clock shows a minute 39 to play. They haven't used much time here. Look at that. At the 26, first and 10, Sloan Pelican in the shotgun. Back to pass, sets. Pressure coming over the middle. Pass complete. Perriott with the ball inside the 15, down to the 12 or the 13. Look how quickly they've come down the field in three plays. Perriott puts the football at the 13-yard line, first and 10. Johnson Brock, Sloan Pelican. He'll be looking end zone here pretty quick. Pelican has the snap. Back to pass. Looks right. Throws the ball over the middle again. Perriott. Perriott down to the 1-yard line. They'll have to get up quickly. They're laying there. Oh, wait a minute. He's slow getting up. The official stops the clock for an injured player. Perriott is injured at the 1-yard line, holding an ankle. That's bad news for Johnson Brock. Nick Perriott, one of their primary receivers out there. now being helped to his feet.
It's kind of a little awkward tackle there. His ankle might have got caught underneath him.
Little thespianism there. 1:26 to go in the ball game. 36-22. We hope he's okay. He comes over here to the sideline. They'll be checking him out. All right, the ball's at the one-yard line. First and goal. Johnson Brock wanted to score quickly. Man, what a drive this has been. Pelican calling his count. Has the snap. He'll run with the football. Pelican is in for the touchdown. No? Yeah, he's in there. I was going to say, they threw him back out. It's a touchdown. And Johnson Brock just comes fighting right back. Still a minute 13 to go and a chance for an onside kick coming up here. That was a one-yard touchdown run by Sloan Pelican.
Five plays, 65 yards, real quick.
I wonder how, let me do a little math here. It took 40 seconds. A 40-second drive from 153 to 113. How about
what?
That?
I mean, if Austin Weber just goes down, we're not even talking about this. Now Johnson Brock's going to get an onside kick chance.
Here we go. They got to get this. Well, they don't have to get this two-point conversion, but it sure be nice. We're at 36-28, eight-point ball game. Here we go. Pelican, now we're going to have a timeout taken by BDS. So, with a minute and 13 seconds to play in the ballgame, 36-28 our score. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Catullo, Lucas Freshel, back with you at Johnson Brock High School. A minute 13 to play in the football game. 36-28 our score. BDS up by 8. Johnson Brock getting ready to line up for a two-point conversion to try and pull themselves back within 6 and then try an onside kick. Let's see what happens here. Sloan Pelican puts Perriott and Behrens wide to the right. Van Winkle wide to the left. Pelican for the two-point conversion, calling his starting count. Sloan Pelican has the football, looking into the end zone. Now pump fake, goes to the corner, and that's complete for the two-point conversion to Nick Perriott. And suddenly, we've got a six-point ball game.
Look out. Look out. Johnson Brock able to sneak back into this game here, and you're most undoubtedly going to have an onside kick here coming up.
We're just going to keep it here live this time. I don't want to be breaking away and miss anything the way things are going here. That was Nick Perriott that just caught that two-point conversion in the corner of the end zone. Scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. A five-play, 65-yard, 40-second drive. It took 40 seconds to run five plays and go 65 yards. And how about that? Now the try for the onside kick, trailing by 6, 36-30. And right now, BDS has got to be thinking, you know, if we went down there and just took a knee, we could have run the clock out and it's over.
That's exactly it. You know, this is if Johnson Brock is able to recover this, it'll be eerily similar to last year's game when Johnson scored and got the two-point conversion with no time on the clock to win by 2.
It was a very astute observation on your part when he did that. He was kind of you can tell he was asking himself, do I really want to do this?
True.
Hesitating when he went into the end zone. We're talking about Easton Weber. All right, here comes the onside kick. Sloan Pelican tees the ball up on the hash mark on the right side at the 30-yard line. They got the hands team in for BDS. Everybody over on that right side watching kick it to the left. I've seen that happen before. Everything lined up over to the far side. Pelican on the right hash mark, ready to kick it. Here comes the onside kick that could very well determine the end of this ball game. Pelican comes forward, and here is the kick. It bounces. It's touched. It's loose. Everybody's after it. And I believe Johnson Brock got the football. They do.
Yes, they do.
Who got it? Jalen Behrens. Jalen Behrens fell on the ball at the 39-yard line. Now, keep in mind, they scored in 40 seconds. Now they've got a minute 11 to go. They got plenty of time.
This is incredible. I'm telling you.
What a finish. All right. Buckle your seatbelt, folks. First and 10 at the 39-yard line. Johnson Brock, Sloan Pelican, wide receivers both ways. Timeout taken, BDS. 1:11 to go. Don't you dare go away. Stay with us. We're back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, if you've got blood in your veins, it's got to be pumping right now. If you're not enjoying this one, you're not a football fan. First and 10, Johnson Brock. The score, 36-30. Johnson Brock down by 6, 1:11 to go in the ballgame. JB with the football, first and 10 at the 39-yard line of BDS, and a chance to try and come back and win it in the last 1:11. The quarterback is Sloan Pelican. Two receivers to the right, one wide to the left. They came down the field in 40 seconds a moment ago. Pelican is back to pass. He's going to throw deep. He's got a receiver. The pass is complete down to the 12-yard line to Chase Van Winkle. Johnson will hurry downfield. It'll be first and 10 at the 12. Van Winkle with the reception. Only took 6 seconds off the clock. 1:05 to play. Sloan Pelican is fired up. Look at this. First and 10 at the 12. Pelican, same formation. Pelican rolls right, wants to throw the football, looking into the end zone. Pump fake. Now he throws it out of bounds, and he'll be tackled.
Oh.
It'll be an incompletion. We got a flag thrown. Oh, wait a minute. Surely not grounding.
Well, I think they might be saying that it was a pass at the line of scrimmage. Yes.
Oh, my.
So I think it's a loss of down, and they'll back him up.
Yeah. The ball was down to the 12. He got past the line of scrimmage when he threw the football out of bounds. 5 yards, that'll cost him, and bring the ball back out to the 17-yard line.
It's okay. It's okay, though.
Yeah, first down and 15 at the 17. The clock still shows 54 seconds to go. Now, you don't want to score too soon.
You don't want to score too soon, and I think Johnson Brock has one timeout left.
Yeah, but you do want to score. Here we go. First down and 15 at the 17. The quarterback, Sloan Pelican, two receivers to the right, one to the left. He's back to pass. Four-man rush this time. Pelican steps up, throws into the end zone, looking for Perriott. The pass is broken up. Good defense down there by Jerron Norder.
So the chain gang over there says second down, but it's definitely third down.
Incomplete pass stops the clock with 39 seconds to go in the ballgame. They didn't take the loss of down away from them on the... Okay, here we go. Third down. Third down and 15 at the 17.
They can still get a first down inside the 3.
39 seconds to go. Sloan Pelican puts trips to the right this time. Pelican has brought him down the field. Man, this has been an exciting finish to this one. Pelican getting instructions. Got to hurry here. Going to run out of time. Okay, he has the snap. Looking for his receiver. Throwing into the end zone. Nobody there. The pass overthrown. Pelican gets thrown to the ground. And it comes down to this play, folks. Fourth down, 15 yards to go from the 17-yard line. With 36 seconds to play in the ball game, the score 36-30, BDS leading Johnson Brock. BDS fans watching the video stream out at Bruning, Davenport, and Shickley, hope you're enjoying this broadcast. Johnson Brock fans, man, what an exciting finish here for the Eagles, trying to get back in this thing. It comes down to this play. Again, to set the stage, it's fourth down and 15 at the 17 with 36 seconds to go. Johnson Brock trailing 36-30. Sloan Pelican, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and catch our breath. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our communities. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC. Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Okay, at the risk of becoming redundant, let's set the stage once more. There are 36 seconds on the clock, Lucas. The score, 36-30. Johnson Brock, down by 6. The Eagles have the ball. It's 4th down and 15 at the 17-yard line of BDS. Sloan Pelican will put 3 wide receivers to his left, 1 wide to the right. I like the single coverage over here on the right myself. Now timeout taken again by BDS. They wanted to see what Johnson Brock came out in to set. Let's just keep it here live, Lucas.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, last year's game, we were talking about how Johnson Brock ended BDS's 50-game regular season win streak. Johnson Brock, with a minute 54 left from their own 21-yard line, was able to drive down the field, score the game at 30, and with no time on the clock left, Fossenbarger hit Gravatt in the left corner of the end zone for the two-point conversion to win the game.
Well, if Johnson Brock could pull off another miracle here tonight, it would be talked about for a long time back in Bruning, Davenport, and Shickley about the fact that if Weber doesn't score the touchdown and just takes a knee, they could have ran out the clock.
Yeah, I mean, you hear that stuff in college and NFL. You just don't think about it at this level.
Well, Weber was thinking about it because when he ran down the sideline, there was a moment's hesitation about, do I want to score or not? All right, let's see how it comes out. It comes down to this ball game and this play right here. 4th and 15 at the 17. Sloan Pelican in the shotgun. 3 receivers to the left. Nick Perry at the lone receiver to the right side of the field. Pelican has the snap. 3-man rush. Pressure coming. Pelican throws the ball over the middle. The pass is incomplete. Falls incomplete. And that is going to be the ball game. BDS will be able to run out the clock. Sloan Pelican slow getting up here. Just could not find the receiver. So the Johnson Brock Eagles, boy, you got to tip a hat to these kids. They did not give up. They came battling back against what seemed like insurmountable odds here. And with 27 seconds to play, BDS will be able to take a knee, run it out, and they're going to escape tonight with a 36-30 win over Johnson Brock here in Johnson.
Now that's a Ned Preps game of the week right there.
Boy, that's no kidding. Jerron Norder, hands under center, will take the snap and take a knee, and that'll start the clock. And that should be your football game. Don't think they got to snap it again. Where are we at here? No, 19 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been treated to an outstanding, highly competitive 8-man high school football game tonight here in Johnson. And I'd just like to congratulate both the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Bruning Davenport Shickley Eagles on a very, very entertaining, well-played, hard-fought high school football game.
Yeah, I'm super impressed. Johnson Brock came out tonight with a lot of heart. They got on BDS early. There's a little in between the second and third quarter. BDS was able to score and kind of at their will, Easton Weber. And then Johnson Brock, just the unlikely comeback at the end, the onside kick recovery. What a game. That was fun.
5 plays, 65 yards, and 40 seconds is what they did to get themselves back into it, and then recovered the onside kick. We invite you to stay tuned. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the postgame show coming up after this 2-minute break. You've been enjoying high school football on the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340. For a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs.
as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at sendco.net.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And once again, we welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska, where tonight the Johnson Brock Eagles have been defeated by Bruning Davenport Shickley. Your final score, 36-30. Time now for our post-game wrap-up here, presented by Peru State College, who brings you the Peru State College Game of the Week each week, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on our sister station, KTNC. Well, let's start by recapping the scoring and how it went in this game, and it's going to be a radio program in itself here to talk about all this scoring. The Johnson Brock Eagles jumped out to an early lead 14-0 in the first quarter on a pair of passes from Sloan Pelican to Nick Perriott, 16 and 24 yards. But then, in the final minute and 18 seconds of the second quarter first half, BDS came battling back, Easton Weber scoring the first of his three rushing touchdowns from 24 yards out. That came with a minute 18 to play. Then Norder completed a four-yard pass to Easton Weber with just 9 seconds to play after a successful onside kick, and that gave BDS a 16-14 halftime lead. Johnson Brock was not deterred. They came battling back, 6:07 to go in the third quarter, a 36-yard pass from Sloan Pelican to Nick Perriott capped a four-play, 50-yard drive. The two-point conversion was complete to Leighton Behrens from Jalen Behrens, and it was 22-16. Johnson Brock was back up by six. With 4:12 to go in the third quarter, Jaron Norder completed a four-yard touchdown pass to Zach Coins, a five-play, 65-yard drive, but the conversion attempt failed, and we were knotted at 22 each. Then with 7:18 to play in the fourth quarter, a 52-yard run by Easton Weber, his second rushing touchdown of the night, capped a four-play, 65-yard drive. The pass for the two-point conversion also went to Easton Weber, and that gave BDS an eight-point lead at 30-22. With just a minute 53 left to go in the football game, a 23-yard run by Easton Weber appeared to put the game away. It capped a nine-play, 64-yard drive, but the conversion attempt failed, and the score stood at 36-22. Johnson Brock was not to be denied. They got the ball back. They spent just 40 seconds to run five plays and go 65 yards to put a touchdown up on a one-yard run by Sloan Pelican. Pelican then put the two-point conversion down to Nick Perriott, and suddenly it was a 30-36 ball game with a minute 13 to play. You guessed it. Johnson Brock comes out, executes a successful onside kick, got the ball back, got as far down as the 12-yard line before they came up empty on a fourth down and 15 at the 17. The pass fell incomplete. BDS able to run out the clock by taking a knee, and your final score tonight, 36-30, BDS defeating Johnson Brock. Lucas Freshel, you've been seated alongside, or who am I kidding? You were standing all night long, standing right next to me all night long. Your thoughts and observations on the game we just watched?
Well, I think, you know, the state's kind of watching here a little bit, but that football game is good for the eight-man brand. It's good for Southeast Nebraska. Mike Sauter from Ned Preps, the people that voted this to be the game of the week. So there's going to be a little extra media coverage there. Easton Weber, one of the best players in the class. There's no doubt about it, the Howells Dodge is probably the number one team in the class. But these two teams are going to make deep runs into the playoffs. They might see each other again. And BDS looks primed to give Howells Dodge a shot. And, you know, scoring for Johnson Brock to be down two touchdowns there, two scores, the easy part is scoring that first touchdown. The hard part's getting the onside kick, and they did it. And that was an exciting finish. I'm glad to be a part of it. Glad to be here.
Saw what I expected from BDS, Easton Weber, with three rushing touchdowns, 24 yards, 52 yards, and 4 yards. He also caught a four-yard touchdown pass. He put four touchdowns up and a two-point conversion. Easton Weber, his usual self. I was impressed with how Johnson Brock was able to contain Mr. Weber throughout the first 20 minutes of the ball game. Until we got to the minute 18 mark of the first half, they had pretty well kept Weber under control, and then he broke free for that 24-yard touchdown run and a couple of other big runs on long yardage situations. I think they had him second and 25, and he got 28 or something on one of them. So those were the difference makers. They came up with the big plays when they needed them, and the bottom line is we saw one heck of a football game here tonight with BDS defeating Johnson Brock 36-30. I want to take one more opportunity to thank our friends at Johnson Brock Broadcasting, the students assisting with tonight's production on the video side of it, Briston Blecka, Aubrey Critchfield, Addie Sherman was our camera lady here throughout the entire second half, Clara Heller, Lincoln Peck, Anthony Lunsman, and of course their teacher and sponsor, Tara Studheit. We appreciate the opportunity we had tonight to provide the audio feed for that video stream on Johnson Brock Broadcasting. Don't forget, we've got more high school football coming up for you tomorrow night over on our sister station, KTNC. I will be in Humboldt, the Sacred Heart Irish, taking on the HTRS Titans. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. And on here on Sunny 101.3, East Atchison will be at Mound City. Lucas, you'll be along with John Nixon on that one for a 7 o'clock kickoff. Both of those pregame shows beginning tomorrow night around 6:35. Well,
yeah, really impressed with Johnson Brock's defense tonight. I knew their offense could score. I've seen them do it before. But just really impressed with the way that Johnson Brock was able to contain Easton Weber early and make a real big game out of this. Big battle for Johnson Brock next week at Sacred Heart, their homecoming. Not sure that Sacred Heart's ever lost a homecoming game in the Golds era, so looking forward to that one next week as well.
And I'll be working that one on Sunny 101.3, so we'll look forward to having that on. We'll have we're going to have University of Nebraska football on KTNC with Rutgers Friday night, and I'll be here on Sunny 101.3 with that Sacred Heart Johnson Brock game. So that'll be coming up next Friday night, a week from tomorrow night, and we look forward to having you with us for that. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football. For Lucas Freshel and for Colin Feldkamp, our producer engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studio.